Kapag umabot na sa isang edad, karamihan sa mga kabataan ay nagkakaroon ng pagnanasang kumita ng sarili nilang pera. Subalit hindi lahat ay may pagkakataong gawin ito. Isang ulat mula sa Brotherhood of St. Lawrence ang nagpakita na noong 2015 ang pambansang antas ng walang trabaho para sa mga may edad na 15 hanggang 24 na taon ay nasa 12.2%. At isang grupo ng mga ito ang lubos na naghihirap. Karamihan ay may potensyal na maging aktibong kasama sa palengke ng trabaho, subalit malimit na humaharap sa maraming paghamon. Si Nadine Liddy ay naglilingkod bilang National Coordinator para sa Multicultural Youth Advocacy Network Australia o MAYAN na siyang pambansang lupon tungkol sa mga isyu ng multikultural na kabataan. Sinabi niya na kulang sa kaalaman ang mga kabataan sa kung paano mag-apply sa trabaho.
Young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds often have much more limited what we would call social capital in the Australian context, and that is often the information or the knowledge that those of us who were born in a particular country take for granted. So that's particular knowledge around systems, around workplace culture, knowledge around how to get a job, what you need to do, how you talk, how you dress, how you behave, how you write a CV. That knowledge isn't necessarily there, or it's much more limited.
Ang ambasador at nagtatrabahong estudyante ng MAYAN na Sarah Yaya ay isinilang naman sa Iraq subalit lumikas sa Australia noong 2007. Sinabi niya na nahirapan siyang makahanap ng trabaho.
My own experience, I've also struggled in finding employment as a person from a refugee background, and I have a lot of friends who have experienced similar situations, many of them who have been also paid lawful wages, and that's when I realized the amount of complexity surrounding finding employment for young people.
Ang kalimitang balakid para sa ilang banyagang kabataan ay ang mababang kaalaman sa salitang Ingles. Ang iba ay humaharap naman sa rasismo at diskriminasyon.
Racism and discrimination in the labour market. There are often stories about young people who choose a more Anglo-sounding name on a CV and they're more likely to get a job interview. And some of that racism and discrimination is more structural and some of it is much more obtuse.
Ang ibang problema ay limitadong karanasan sa trabaho o kaya'y kakulangan ng pagkilala sa tinanggap na edukasyon at kwalifikasyon. Ang mga isyong ito ay nagre-resulta sa paglalayo ng mga kabataan mula sa kahiwalay na kultura upang makapasok sa trabaho kahit na pansamantala o casual lamang.
There's a whole lot of informal employment that goes on because often that is the kind of work that some young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds can pick up more easily. Some of that is within their own communities. Some of the larger multinational fast food chains. There's a lot of young people that find work in regional and rural areas, agricultural based or fruit picking, because there's often no experience needed, more limited English language, etc., etc.
Isa pang pahirap sa hanap buhay ay ang pagtatrabahong kasabay ng pag-aaral. Maraming kabataan ang hindi lamang nag-aaral ng mahirap na kurso, inaasahan din silang maghanap ng trabaho. Ito ay isang problemang naiintindihan ni Sarah Yaya.
For some people who came from refugee background, education is very important to us. It's the way that we can make things happen. And unfortunately, in some cases, we do have to work and we do have to study. So it becomes extra difficult to find the sort of employers who are able to sort of compromise in a way and say, hey, you know, like you can work at this time and you can study at these other times.
Sa ilalim ng ganitong mga problema, ang paghanap ng trabaho ay talagang napakahirap. Nananawagan sa gobyerno si Nadine Liddy ng MAYAN upang magpatupad ng mga programang hihikayat sa mga may negosyo upang humirang ng mga kabataang mula sa ibang kultura. Sinabi niya na maraming kumpanya ang hindi nakakaalam ng kahusayan ng mga kabataang mula sa kakaibang kultura.
What is also really important is targeted programs for employers, because there are real benefits in employing a culturally diverse population in the workplace. They benefit from understanding the particular needs of young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds, but also understanding their strengths. Often this group of young people have broad international knowledge, they're multilingual, they've got, you know, expansive cross-cultural knowledge, etc., etc.
At nagpayo siya sa mga kabataan na mag-apply sa mga voluntaryong trabaho o internship bilang paraan upang makapasok sa palengke ng trabaho.
If they can try and find volunteer opportunities or internships, we would certainly advocate for more and more opportunities like that. That kind of job training is one of the best ways for young people to learn what it looks like in Australia, what their rights and responsibilities are as employees. We would also be advocating with the Australian government for targeted employment programs for young people from refugee and migrant backgrounds because of the specific barriers that they face. Thank you.